It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. On the line with us this morning is Brett Pence. He's the Director of Community Programs, and he is excited about something called Duluth Shines, a solar map is empowering potential solar customers. Well, I'm in favor in January of anything involving sunshine. So, Brett, you got to tell us more. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Lisa. I don't know if I can give you more sun right now, although we've got a good sunny day, but I can at least show you that solar does happen here.
Solar happens. It sounds like a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
Well, the map is a collaboration. The funding came from, I work for Equilibrium 3, a nonprofit here in Duluth, and we are right now we have a grant from the Department of Energy called Solar Market Pathways, and the point of that grant is to make solar more available, you know, less costly and more available in Duluth. And this map is a way to try and do that. We collaborated with UMD in particular and also City of Duluth and other nonprofits to put a map out there that would just show people that the solar resource to generate solar electricity is a real thing. We have the same solar resource, same really good solar resource as like Jacksonville, Florida or Houston, Texas, but not many people know that. So this map is a way to try to address that perception that maybe solar doesn't work here. Well, it works great. It's here in the city. The map shows where there are installations, and it also, you can click on a building and it'll tell you how much solar you could put on your roof and how much energy that could generate and what that might cost you.
So I have two questions that come to mind instantly. First of all, the project used aerial photos of the city, and so that kind of gives you an idea about, you know, where the sun's hitting and where the sun is not hitting. So two big questions pop up. One is the shadow of the hill, you know, and the people that live in the shadow of the hill and the sun goes down behind the hill and then everybody's in the shade. Yep. And the other is trees. We have lots of trees, which is a lovely thing. I'm a huge fan of trees.
I'm all for trees, too.
Oh, I'm a big, big tree. After I lived in North Dakota briefly, and I tripped over a tree once, and little stunted, tiny, little foot-high thing, and said, never again, never again, I need trees. But I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people live in areas that are so shaded with trees that it would seem that their solar power might be mitigated a little bit. Talk about those things.
Yeah, those are great questions. You know, part of it, it's true that we have a lot of trees in Duluth, and so there are some rooftops that may not be appropriate for solar, but that's kind of the point of this map. The map uses aerial photography, and then it uses LIDAR data, which is a kind of a low imaging radar that gives us the ability to look at each rooftop and say, okay, where on this rooftop is there a good solar resource for putting up solar? And so if you click on any building on this map within the city of Duluth, it's going to tell you if there's really, you know, where in the roof is really good to put solar, where is it, you know, okay, and where is it marginal. And with that, you can kind of figure out, you know, maybe you've got a lot of trees around your roof and you don't think your roof is a good spot for solar. This map can kind of tell you that. Sometimes that's correct, and sometimes that's not. Sometimes you still might get a lot of really good exposure over the course of a year on your roof.
So if you want to check out your house or your workplace or your neighborhood, because, you know, maybe your plan would be to go to your neighbor and say, you're the person, you need to put solar on your roof, and then we're all going to just plug into your house. How do you gain access to the map? Do you have to download an app or anything, or how does that work?
Nope, you just go online at z.umn.edu. /Duluth Shines.
And we'll get a link set up, incidentally, so it'll be easy for people to find. They'll be able to click right to it. So,
yep. You can also go on the city. It's on the City of Duluth website under Community Planning, Environmental, and then also at my nonprofit that I work with, Equilibrium 3. So pretty easy to get onto it. You can just start and kind of click your way through it. It talks you through it pretty good. Also, there are sidebars of information. We try to connect you with lots of local relevant information, like what rebates and what tax incentives exist to help you kind of bring down that cost to make it a little more affordable.
So instead of just thinking, oh, hey, wouldn't it be nice if, you've actually got a tool that could kind of set you on the path to, wow, this is something I think we maybe need to consider.
Yeah, you know, I think that was the point. You know, we have about 70 or 80 installations in Duluth operating, and they're quiet. You know, they're on the backside of houses often that you don't see. And so I think a lot of people don't even realize how much solar is already operating inside the city, that it's become kind of normal. And so that was the point of this map, to let people know, hey, this is kind of a normal thing. People do it. It's a reasonable thing to look at. There's a reasonable payback. Here are some of the contractors. You know, if you're interested in that, here's some basic information.
Fantastic. Well, Brett, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And as I mentioned, we'll get those links set up so it'll be easy for folks to click right on through and find what they're looking for. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Brett Pence, our guest this morning, the Director of Community Programs at Equilibrium 3, and our guest this morning for Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.